Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. If you don't have time to listen to a podcast of the full show, here's a short highlight from Connecting Faith.
We have a third grandchild, a granddaughter, and the first 2-3 days of her life, we got to be with her. And, I mean, all we did basically was pass this gloriously beautiful granddaughter from one person to the next. We could not keep our eyes off of her. So what does it mean to delight? Well, it really is an invitation for you to ask, what intrigues you? What brings you joy? Not just, I like playing golf, I like cutting the lawn. This isn't the issue of what do you like to do, but where do you find such joy that you can't wait to participate? So in that sense, it's almost the image of a small child awaiting the morning of Christmas to open up presents. That's how exciting Sabbath ought to be for us, that we get to play in the realm of our greatest delight for a significant period of time.
Dan, I know you're working on a new one called Song of Songs, right? Just say a word about that.
Well, what we're doing, because sexuality is a part for married couples, it's meant to be a very rich part of Sabbath, and certainly one of the books of the Bible that has been considered by many scandalous through the ages, is the book Song of Songs, to a point that many people choose to read it as an allegory of Christ and his relationship with his church. And in one sense it is, but really what it is sexual love poetry. It is a blessing of our sexuality. And so the work that Dr. Longman and I are doing is writing fiction and prose interrelated. A young 27-year-old man who struggles with a sexual addiction has been invited to a Bible study. He's just a month or two come to Christ, and he's dealing with all his sexuality as he hears this book be discussed among a number of Christian couples, dealing with what does it really mean to be honoring to God, full of glory with regard to our sexuality.
Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. To hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com.